From Jefferson Public Radio at Southern Oregon University, this is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Off the top, the ongoing question of where homeless people can sleep in Eugene, as portrayed daily by the Eugene Sleeps demonstrations. County commissioners booted demonstrators from a couple of sites last week. The board chair joins us to explain what happens next. Down the hour, the devil you know versus the one you don't. Now substitute stink bug for devil. That's the situation in our region, where an invasive kind of stink bug is causing much more concern than the native kind. You'll hear why. After 9, the next logical step to take with Syria, if there even is such a thing. Military action is on hold while other options are weighed. You'll hear from an opponent of war in Syria in any form, and from a college professor with extensive knowledge of the country. All that and your phone calls and emails ahead on the Jefferson Exchange after this hour's news. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We broadcast live on weekday mornings and rebroadcast on weekday evenings on radio stations serving Oregon and California. And we're found online as well at jeffexchange.org. It is Thursday, September 12, 2013. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. In this hour, Eugene Sleeps Revisited and Stink Bugs. You'll hear from the chair of the Lane County Commissioners about the official response to the ongoing series of campouts on public property in Eugene. Then you'll hear why being able to tell your stink bugs apart is a good thing. Some are native, some are not. And you'll hear the problems the invaders cause. You can join our discussions on the exchange. We'll provide phone numbers and email address shortly. First, let's listen to the weather forecast with Jefferson Exchange producer Charlotte Duran.
On the northern California coast today, a chance of drizzle in areas of fog and mostly cloudy with a high near 64. In Redding and Red Bluff, sunny and hot with a high near 96. In Yreka, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 96. In Weed and Mount Shasta, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and mostly sunny with a high near 90. On the southern Oregon coast, areas of fog and mostly cloudy with a high near 70. In the Klamath Basin, mostly sunny with a high near 89. In Grants Pass, Medford, and Ashland today, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 98. On the southern Oregon Cascades and Siskiyous, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 81. In Roseburg and the Umpqua Basin, patchy fog and cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 89. And in Eugene and Springfield today, patchy fog and partly sunny with a high near 85.
So in general, pretty much what we had yesterday with the addition of the clouds in the Eugene, Springfield, and Umpqua valleys. So something in the way of moisture coming into the system, and we'll get more of that in the days ahead. As I understand it, by about this time next week, the temperature should be about 15 degrees on average lower than what we're seeing now in the inland valleys. Clover fire update, burning in South Shasta County in the Happy Valley, Igo area, around 8,000 acres exactly. One fatality thus far, Brian Stanley Henry found dead in his home on Coal Pit Road in the Happy Valley area. So one fatality, about 8,000 acres burned, several dozens of structures already burned, not all of them homes, of course, and the fire containment 65% now. There was some smoke in the Rogue Valley as well last night, not coming from burnout conditions, but because one arm of the Big Windy complex had burned into a canyon that it was really inaccessible for firefighters to go into. So that accounts for the additional smoke in the Rogue Valley as well. So not out of fire season yet, won't be for probably several weeks. Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad for your time and attention. And if you'd like to join us here on the Exchange as we go through our conversations, feel free. Phone numbers 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Eugene Sleeps. As a sentence, it is as simple as can be. Subject, verb. Now change Sleeps to an acronym, Safe Legally Entitled Emergency Places to Sleep, and it is no longer simple. Call them demonstrations or protests or campouts. The ongoing public sleeping in Eugene points out a number of issues, none with particularly easy resolution. Lane County Commissioners voted last week to close down the demonstrations at the county courthouse and at the Wayne Morse Free Speech Plaza. Only one of the five supervisors voted no. We have talked recently to the folks behind the Eugene Sleeps protests. Today we'll talk to Sid Lyken, who chairs the Board of Commissioners and was one of the supervisors who voted yes to make the change. Sid Lyken, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. There have been so many steps in this process with Eugene Sleeps. Can you kind of recount your own personal history and how far back this goes in your mind?
Oh, I think this really goes back, as far as I understand, probably towards the end of last year, the first of this year. And so, again, I think you called it correctly. I actually live in the city of Springfield, but I serve Lane County, and this really is a Eugene-centric protest, if you will. And so, but originally, the organization chose to protest there at the Free Speech Plaza, which they're completely entitled to. And at that point in time, our former administrator made the decision to close the Free Speech Plaza to clean up, and in her view was to, in a sense, clean the Free Speech Plaza up and not allow camping. That was taken to court, and it was a municipal court, by the way, in Eugene. And someone who served as a mayor for 10 years. What I found interesting is a municipal judge who actually works directly for the Eugene mayor and Eugene City Council made this decision. We abided by it, and then the protest continued to occur for about 2 weeks on the Free Speech Plaza. And from our view, it really went from a protest to camping. And so what we did is we chose, this was the court order. We chose to start working with the city of Eugene. And at that point in time, the head of our public health department, Dr. Patrick Ludke, actually made a walkthrough and came back and reported back and stated that, in his view, this had become a public health hazard, and he was recommending that we close the Free Speech Plaza and clean it. And so we have done so. The Free Speech Plaza, is back open. And in fact, I saw folks out yesterday protesting against the use of drones and that type of thing, and that's exactly what they're entitled to. The difference is we've upheld the original curfew, which was 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. as part of our board order originally when we closed the plaza, and we'll be coming back next week to, in a sense, finalize that. And really, that was the intent since day one Wayne Morris Terrace Free Speech Plaza was put together. And in fact, it was actually signed by then the board chair, Peter DeFazio. And
Long time ago.
1984. And the intention was allowing folks the opportunity to express the freedom of speech. But really was never intended to be a 24/7 area. In a sense, we're going to come back and just codify that. And so if it ends up going back to court again, we're confident that we would have the necessary language in our code to enforce the curfew.
All right, but it becomes an issue for the county commissioners to deal with because this is county property while it's within city limits, correct?
That is correct. And that's what I find interesting is that a lot of the areas that the organization is interested in either camping or protesting is county property, but yet through their own admission and others, it's been a protest against the city of Eugene. And so that's the part I find, somewhat interesting. But we're working very closely with the city. And, in fact, I had a very good email exchange with Mayor Piercy a few days ago as we were trying to contemplate maybe working together on some certain aspects of this. But, as far as, the Free Speech Plaza itself, that is open, and we just encourage folks, if there's something on their mind, they want to protest something going on, either locally or around the world, we encourage that. But we are going to be enforcing the original curfew from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Is there any chance that the county could be found in contempt of court? Because didn't the judge's ruling say there can be no curfew?
Well, on this particular one, I don't think so because of the fact that what we did is I think because of the public health issue, this was part of it, and we're coming back next week to codify that. So if it is taken back to court, we're actually confident that the language we've added to codify that, we're confident that it will be held up in court. And if not, then we would probably appeal it to a circuit court.
Sid Lycan, not to get too gross or graphic, but what were the health issues that Dr. Patrick Ludke found out there?
Well, I think the most notably is this, is that there are no, it's a free speech plaza. It was never set up for camping, so there aren't any sort of portable toilets or that type of thing that can be used. And so, in his view, because of the sanitary issues that, and again, I'm really reading from his report, and the sanitary issues could potentially cause extended disease. We've been having a pretty significant outbreak of pertussis down here, and so these are some things that really had him concerned, and that's the reason why he chose to make this recommendation. And not only are we the Board of County Commissioners, we're also the Lane County, we're the Board of Health as well. And when our top official comes through and suggests that this is something he's very uncomfortable with and makes this recommendation to close and then to clean up, then that's what we chose to do. But again, I just want to reemphasize that we did close for a short time, but it is back open. And as I stated, I noticed yesterday that people were exercising their freedom of speech yesterday on the plaza.
Sid Lykin is the chair of the Lane County Board of Commissioners. We're talking about the official response to the Eugene Sleeps protests. Sleeps, an acronym for Safe Legally Entitled Emergency Places to Sleep, a series of demonstrations or protests or campouts, or your term here, in favor of more places for homeless people to be able to sleep in the city of Eugene. Join us on the exchange with your discussion points at 800-838-3760 in Eugene and anywhere else in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go to Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Sid Lykin.
Howdy. You have the right to free speech except from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., and then you don't have the right to free speech, at least not on this property that you paid for. But that's not really why I called in the first place. If you had spent a fraction of what you spent cleaning up that place and put in porta-potties, even though you say we can't have them there, they're put in the street every time Saturday Market opens up, so don't tell me where you can or can't have porta-potties, because I don't believe you. You would have alleviated this public health menace that you gave birth to. And
all right,
I think not doing that just shows a lack of foresight, a lack of leadership, and a lack of competence.
All right, I think
and
we're clear.
I'm really disappointed in the board on this issue right now.
All right,
now.
Steve, thanks for the call. I think we're quite clear in where you stand. Sid Lykin, your response?
Well, again, and I'll just emphasize, I actually live in the city of Springfield. I do not live in Eugene.
You were the mayor of Springfield before you became
president. Yeah, and I was the mayor there for 10 years. And this has been a very Eugene-centric protest. And so while I appreciate his comments, I guess that I'm curious if he's actually sent the same message to the mayor and city council in Eugene, which of course would be very helpful as we go through this process.
He mentioned the cost of cleanup. How much did it cost? I mean, I understand there were pressure washers out there, the whole ball of wax to get.
Yeah, we actually had to hire an outside contractor, and it did come in a little bit less than what the bid originally was. I think it was just under $21,000 total, and that included the plaza, and then across the street, what was called the Butterfly Lot. And that's a parking lot that other folks actually, which is not part of the Free Speech Plaza at all, and it's county property that was gifted to us many, many years ago by the Eugene Skinner family, and under county ownership, and folks camped out there too. But that was actually a little bit worse than what the Free Speech Plaza was, but that came in about $12,500, and the plaza itself came in under $10,000. So, but like I said, it's cleaned up, and we will we'll just go from here. And if it's taken back to court, like I said, I think we're pretty confident that the original curfew and how we codify our language, or how we're going to codify our language, will be upheld.
All right. Sid Lykin, we have focused more on the mechanics and the specifics of the protest itself and how it's carried out and where it's carried out. Let's broaden the scope here just a bit and talk about the content of what they're talking about there, which is that a lot of homeless people in Eugene and not a lot of places to put them. Granted, you say this is a Eugene-centric issue, but it seems like several levels of government working together might be able to find some solutions. I know when we talked to the Eugene Sleeps people probably 2 weeks ago, they thought they at least had some entree with somebody at the county. Has there been much discussion with them at all about what it is they are seeking?
Well, and I really believe that there is a terrific avenue to go through, and you mentioned the partnership aspect, and it's called a Human Services Commission that we have in place. It's a joint commission by the Eugene, Springfield, and Lane County, and it really does deal with many of the social issues that occur, not just in Eugene, Springfield, but all throughout Lane County, and that includes the homeless issue. And of course, one of the challenges we've been facing has been a significant decrease in funding by the federal government that has come back to us, and especially with community development block grant money. And so we're doing the best we can with limited dollars that continue to come in. But I know that Commissioner Farr from our Board of Commissioners is our liaison that serves on that commission, and he's been very passionate about human services issues for many years, including back in his many years serving on the Eugene City Council. And so there is an avenue, and we continue to really ask folks to continue to work with our folks in those positions, and whether it's human services, we have a staff person named Pearl Wolf, who's very, very much involved in the homeless issue. In fact, that's really what her main priority is from staff point. And also, they did have a conversation with our former acting administrator. She's now our interim administrator. We moved her in that position a couple weeks ago. And yeah, I think there's some inroads that we feel that we can made. But this particular issue concerned the Free Speech Plaza, and what we're hoping is that we can have a more of a dialogue within our Human Services Commission, who, in my view, those are the professionals I think can deal with this in a much more effective manner than hopefully a protest out on the Free Speech Plaza.
Let us take another call. Here's Mark in Junction City. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Sid Lycan, the chair of the Lane County Board of Commissioners. We're talking about Eugene Sleeps and the response to it.
Yes, good morning. A few weeks ago, there was a photograph circulated that came out of the county administrator realm of somebody defecating in a bush. And it turns out that it was supposedly of somebody in Free Speech Plaza doing that. But it turns out that in actuality, it was a block and a half away. And there's a lot of questions about how this photograph was created and who released it and who released it to the right-wing media. I'm wondering, between that and Leanne Richardson's false claims of poop in the plaza, will you be investigating fabrication of evidence regarding the sanitary conditions in the plaza?
Thanks for the question, Mark. Leanne Richardson, the former administrator, is it right, Sid?
Yeah, that's correct. She's the former administrator. And that, of course, was dealt. That was the issue that went to court, and the court upheld the protest. So that, I think that piece of it has already been dealt with. As far as the photograph, I do not know who released that. I saw that photograph along with many others. I mean, there were several others. So that was one that somehow got out there in the media. And I personally don't have the strongest stomach in the world, so I briefly saw the photographs and immediately chose not to look at them too much longer. And but that was one of several that were taken, and there were actually some others taken there within the plaza themselves. And yeah, and as far as the investigation, what I would at this point in time stand on is the recommendation that came from the head of our public health department. And I'm not a doctor, and he is, and he's this is what he does for a living. And I will also say that he does not make these rulings just on a whim. I mean, this is something that I think probably took quite a bit for him to make this decision. And that's why his credentials are pretty impeccable. And so I will just leave it from that standpoint, just on his recommendation.
Sid Lycan, we can go another 5 minutes if you have them, do you?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, we'll keep Sid Lycan here. He's the chair of the Lane County Board of Commissioners. We're talking about the official response to the Eugene Sleeps protests from the county level. Commissioners voted 4-1 last week to close down the demonstrations at the courthouse and at Wayne Morse Free Speech Plaza. Phone numbers on the exchange, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, welcome to the exchange with Sid Lycan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Say, I have a comment. The people of city of Eugene and Lane County, if we're not satisfied with the job that our politicians are doing, and I'm one who's not, I don't think the Democratic side or the Republican side is doing a good job. I think what we need is a recall petition to recall all these people and throw them out of office, and find somebody that actually wants to solve problems instead of down there at the city council and the county doing a bunch of backbiting and infighting and passing the buck whenever they really need to solve a problem. So that's my comment, and I hope somebody gets that petition going because, boy, I'm ready to sign it.
Dennis, would you not want to reserve a recall for a real malfeasance in office or breaking of laws?
Pardon?
Would you not want to reserve recall for something a bit more serious? I mean, we're talking about disagreeing with the way that people are approaching their jobs, not about them actually violating laws.
Well, what I'm trying to say here is that our county officials that we elected and our city officials that we elected are terrible. And we just had a president try to put us into a war, and I think the American people stopped that. And we're American people here in this city, in this county, and I think that we could put an end to this stuff, too. I'm tired, and I think everybody in the county and in the city are tired of the way that our politicians handle themselves. They do not solve problems. They fight with each other endlessly. It's all just whether you're going to be a conservative or a liberal, and I'm tired of it. I want problems solved. And if somebody would bring that recall petition, I would sign it in a minute.
All right, Dennis, loud and clear. Sid Lycan, any response there?
Well, the only response I have is that some recent numbers I've seen, and again, I live in the city of Springfield. I do not live in the city of Eugene, and the numbers show that the public in Springfield are pretty happy with how our government is working. And I meet on a very regular basis with my mayor in the city of Springfield, and about talking about how we can work together on many different projects that concern, because I actually represent District 2, and I was elected by the citizens of Springfield, and now with the redistricting, it will include parts of rural Lane County as well. And so I think the county-city relationship between Lane County and the city of Springfield has been very, very proactive and very positive. And so while I appreciate his call, and I do believe in any sort of democratic opportunity, people have that opportunity to recall us. They have that opportunity to throw us out in the next election. And that's our way, and it should be our way. So I appreciate his freedom of speech and his opportunity to make those kind of suggestions he'd like.
When Dennis talked about buck passing, though, and he was raising the question about is this something that gets sort of punted back and forth between county and city, this issue of homelessness and what to do with the people who demand places to sleep?
No, and that's why I think it was important for me to bring up the Human Services Commission and really talk about the work that they do and how important it is. Our goal is to continue to work with our federal delegation as we did with our what we call a United Front trip, when the very folks, I guess he was suggesting that we are, passing the buck on. We actually went back as United Front back in Washington, D.C. to meet with our federal delegation. And one of those issues is really working towards some of these community development block grant money and to have more dollars like this coming back. I mean, right now many of our communities, especially rural communities and throughout Oregon, are really suffering. And if there's some things that we can that the federal government can help us, not with a handout, but what I would consider a hand up, would be very, very beneficial. And so we do have clearly some processes that we can go through. And as far as passing the buck, I don't suggest that at all. What I did suggest, and I think I'm accurate at this point in time, especially based on the testimony that we've received, is that this particular protest is a very Eugene-centric protest. And originally that they were protesting against the city of Eugene and somehow it landed in Lane County. And so we're all we're trying to do is just do our due diligence in Lane County, but it does not stop the efforts that we'll continue to have with our dialogue with our partners, not only in Eugene and Springfield, but throughout Lane County, which I believe will make us even stronger and effective in the future.
We only have about a minute left. Do you have a real sense for who the people are who make up the Eugene Sleeps protest? I mean, are these homeless veterans? Are they people who recently had jobs? Are they the homeless by choice? Do you have a real sense for who the people are?
I think you just kind of covered all of it. And I'd heard one story of one individual who was hopping trains throughout the country and actually stopped here because he'd heard about it. And so he doesn't even live here, but actually ended up being part of the camp out. And that was testimony that was brought out from public comment period when before we voted on this, our initial order on the September 4th. And so I think it's a combination of things, and that's the thing. This isn't necessarily about the homeless issue. This was really about the issue of camping in the Free Speech Plaza. We're going to continue to collaborate with our partners on our Human Services Commission to hopefully stop this and into the near future.
All right, Sid Lykin is the chair of the Lane County Board of Commissioners. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the response to the Eugene Sleeps demonstrations.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Jefferson Exchange takes a break. Back with the Writer's Almanac after that break.